1, 2, 3. What about the churches in the area? Did you find in the 50s that they played an important role in the community?
Oh, yes. In the 50s, when, as I said, our girls were christened Anglicans, but they went to the Methodist church because I was a Methodist and was prepared to take them. They went to the Sunday school and enjoyed going to the anniversary, which they had the Sunday school anniversary every year, and a new dress was obligatory and everybody got dressed up, and I think they really enjoyed that. Excuse me. And we had a friendship group, which were all young marrieds, and we'd get together, I think, once a week on a Monday night, and meet at different homes of our members. And then the ladies' church, they'd have cake competitions and all that sort of thing, and I used to cook cakes for those sort of occasions, and won a couple of prizes too, actually. Then as the girls grew older, they had the youth clubs that they usually have, and they used to go to those. The church did take an important role in our early lives, but in the 1970s, I think it must have been, they sold the old Methodist church in Penrith, because after we came up here to live, we didn't go down there so often, of course, and we went to the Uniting Church up here. Well, it wasn't the Uniting Church, and it was still Methodist, it was Presbyterian, and our girls went there. And I didn't go to church quite so often then. However, they were very involved in the youth club up here with Glenbrook, and they sold the old Methodist church in Penrith, which I was very upset about, because my grandfather was on the trust that built that church, and I felt that, you know, they didn't do the right thing by selling it. Because the church has changed so much now that being the older generation, I guess I still like the set hymns and the traditional service set out of the service. Now, of course, they indulge in guitars and jazz and heaven knows what else, and speaking out. I just don't like it.
But it was a good way of people getting together.
Yes,
and
Methodists were always renowned for standing around the gate talking for an hour after the service, so that always happened. And I think they probably still do in the Anglican church down in Penrith, and they probably still do up here, but I don't go to church anymore, except on very rare occasions. And it just doesn't take the... It hasn't got the meaning for me now that it used to have. The church itself, I mean. When they sold the old Methodist church, all the memorials that had been put into my mother and father were discarded. And my mother put this lamp in memory of my father. It had a different top on it there, but. I found that on the rubbish heap. So I got a bit browned off, and I don't feel the same way about the institution anymore. I'm not an atheist by any means. I still have quite a strong belief in God, but I'm not at one with the churches anymore, I'm afraid.
What about other community groups in the area that brought people together?
Oh, well, Inner Wheel still does, of course. That's the offshoot of Rotary.
Mm-hmm.
And our Torchbearers for Legacy, mm-hmm. we still get together. And actually, I get browned off with everything every now and again. I think I'll resign. But then I realise that they are the things that keep us together, mm-hmm. and our friendships that we've made over these years, I still like to go and see the girls. Mm. So I still have close friends and their husbands, of course. We're all friends. And I like to say that, you know, just for the matter of ringing, making two or three phone calls, we can have half a dozen people for dinner. Mm. So it's
old friends from the old days.
Old friends, that's right, yes.
And what about the choral group that you mentioned?
Oh, yes, I'm very keen about the choral group. Mm. Yes, well, my father was a singer and my mother was a pianist, and so I've been involved in choral ever since I was 12 years old, actually. And before that, really, I used to sing with the Presbyterian Ladies' College at Croydon Choir on a Sunday morning in the church, in the Presbyterian church. No, I'm very keen on the Choral Society. And
was it an active group back in the 50s?
It's a conglomerate, actually. How can I put it? It's come and it's grown and it's sort of gone and it's grown again, and it's always been rooted in the old Methodist church choir. Well, that's how I see it. I'd be the oldest member there. I don't mean age wise, I mean
longest.
In longest active chorister, I suppose, that in that whole of that group. We're about 56 strong, and in a big concert we have we're augmented by Goulburn Cathedral Choir sometimes, and sometimes with the Bathurst Cathedral Choir, and we have sung with the Western Choral Society in the Great Hall at Macquarie University on three occasions, and on one occasion we sang with them in the Sydney Town Hall, and on another occasion we sang in the Great Hall at Sydney University with the postgraduate choir. We did Saul with them. So it's an active group, and I'm very interested. The only thing that I'm upset about is that I'm really getting too old to sing. You know, my voice is getting aged.
Well, I think we've just about covered everything. Pat, can I just ask you, sort of in summing up and after reflecting on life in the old days, how you feel about how the place has changed, the rapid growth and the urbanisation that's taken place?
Well, I don't feel very happy about it, as you can imagine. My biggest whinge, I suppose, is the fact that Penrith, this is still a very much nice suburban area, whereas Penrith has developed into from being a, you know, when I went to school, this was the fruit bowl of the West, the fruit bowl of Sydney, I mean.
Penrith
and the Emu Plains and Castle Road, they're all under orchards, beautiful soil and market gardens and heaven knows what, but mostly citrus orchards. Now, when we first came up here to live, you could look down here and you could still see all the citrus orchards. Now all you can do is see houses and you can see through the trees, but the trees have blotted that out. But the thing that bugs me is the fact that they've allowed so many factories and so many commercial enterprises to go up, grouped with housing. And you've got housing on one side of the road and commercial enterprises on the other side of the or light industry. All the people who live in the south work in the north, and all the people who live in the west work in the east, and they all meet on Castlereagh Road corner there at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So that you can be there sitting there for five sets of lights before you manage to get through. I think the planning in Penrith has just gone to rack and ruin. And where all those, even that nice rose garden they had down there in Judges Park, put under a car park. So those are the sort of things that, the big changes that I've seen, which I dislike. I really think that one of our previous, one of Penrith's previous town clerks, I shouldn't say one of ours because we no longer pay rates in Penrith, he had a dream of coming into Penrith by train and by car, there you would see, you know, nice public buildings and gardens and things like that. Instead of that, if you go down by train now, on the left-hand side going to Sydney, it's just non-stop factories, factories and business.
What are the main industries that have grown up in Penrith?
Well, in Emu Plains, you've got the big Rockler pipes, and it's an enormous area, and it's all covered by concrete pipes. The ugliness is just awful. It's just awful. And then when you go out of Penrith Station, you go past all those factories that back onto the railway line, and they've all been vandalised by graffiti, of course. They're all sorts of business. St Vincent de Paul has one of their big stores there, and I think Lifeline has. There's a funeral headstone, you know, the headstone plate and the monument masons there. Mm-hmm. It's just non-stop factories and down the line further you've got that big hire place, Macbros or somebody like that, with acres of, road making material, machines, what do you call them? Graders and tractors. And that covers acres. And when I was going to work in Sydney, that would just be all farmland and green trees here and there, you know. So it's just changed out of all proportion.
That sense of space.
You just can't believe it. You wouldn't believe it. And when you're talking about it, we're only speaking about the last 20 years, you know. We're not speaking about back in the olden days. Mm-hmm. This has all happened in the last 20 years. And it's just grown out of all proportion.
Since the 70s.
Well, yes, definitely. Even these houses that you can see over here, that's Glenmore. This is this new Glenmore estate. And there are just houses all over that area that used to be all covered with bush and, you know, nice places to ride horses. When we were young, we used to ride out every Sunday morning and ride out all over there. But that's a long time ago. That is 40 years ago. But this is only in the last 20 years that this has all been allowed to happen. And I just think it's dreadful.
So
and the river's polluted. I mean, our river, which we lived in, on, up, down, you know, we spent all our youth in the summertime up and down the river and in it, and it's polluted now, the Nepean River. Oh, and one thing I didn't say when you're talking about facilities in the 50s, we were still getting our water from the Nepean River. And in the flood times, you'd fill the bath up with mud and you'd let the mud settle to the bottom, or you'd fill the copper up and let the mud settle to the bottom, and then you'd skim off the top, which was reasonably clean. But we put up with that, and that was, you know, in our early married life, all of the 50s, I'd say, with small children, and you'd be washing for them in this muddy water. And the only, and in the flood times in Emu Plains, they didn't have a water supply then. They were still on tank water. And they'd have pumps from the river. And if the river was going to flood, they'd have to rush down and bring up their pumps. And that's right up into recent times, actually. So it's only since Emu Plains went over to Penrith Council that they got water on. Otherwise, they wouldn't have it yet. They're waiting for Blue Mountain City.
Very primitive.
Yes, very.
Well, I think that's just about covered everything. So.
Oh, well, if you can put up with that.
Thank you very much for that.
All of that. Yes, well, it must be. Oh, it's.